Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Well, Badger, this stop marks the end of your tour of the Anders house. The best for the last. Ta-da! My room!
Is this where I'm staying?
You'll probably stay with my brother. Cyrus has those bunk beds. Now I'll have an actual excuse to not use the top bunk. He's a little scared of heights.
Oh.
But I'll leave the door open, in case you need anything, okay?
Yeah, that'd help.
Badger, are you scared?
Me? No, I mean, sure, big guys were chasing me through a blizzard on snowmobiles. Why would that be scary? Okay, I'm totally freaked out.
I don't know if it'll help, but before you lost your memory, you were never scared of anything.
Oh. Wish I could remember how to feel that way.
It's okay. You have us now. We can be brave for you.
Thanks, Holiday. So, what were you like? You know, before?
Dunno.
I didn't tell you? I mean, the old me?
You tried, but Whittier got to you before you could. Badger? What's wrong?
What if we never find out who we were?
We will. Together. Somehow. Promise.
I guess.
We're both from the same place. Probably grew up together. Far as I'm concerned, that makes you my brother.
Someone say brother?
Cy, you're home. Look who's staying with us.
Badger, hi. You probably don't remember me. I'm Cyrus, Holiday's actual brother.
Is he to me what you are to Brinley?
Oh, don't mind Cyrus. The last time you guys saw each other, you trapped him in a ditch.
I did? Sorry.
Irrelevant right now. Heard you have a future in snowmobile repairs if the oboe career doesn't work out, Halls.
News travels fast. Birdie. Someone out there was looking out for us. Messing with the Whittier comms. Thanks?
I do what I can. I mean, how many sisters do I have?
Two, right? Holiday and Birdie.
Still irrelevant. Anyway, we have an important matter to discuss.
We do?
Me and Holiday, so, if you don't mind...
Badger stays.
He does?
I do.
He's one of us now, Cy.
Fine. But it's big. Like, big mystery big. We were in Zaslow's office.
Who's Zaslow again?
If you quit interrupting, maybe you'll find out.
Cyrus!
Sorry. Anyway, Casey and I found a database on Zas's computer. The Gen A Prime database. It has everything, Halls.
What do you mean, everything?
Everything on every Whittier kid that exists. Where they were born, their medical records, personal records, their purpose. Halls, everything that ever happened to you, it's gotta be in there.
Me too?
Yeah, you too.
Whoa! Well, what did it say?
No idea. Couldn't get in. Security codes run deep. Way higher level than Casey has access to. The database is, like, impossible to hack into.
Way to build up our hopes and shatter them in, like, 30 seconds.
Unless we knew someone who could basically hack into anything?
Wait, me?
Took you long enough. Of course you! You hacked into Mom's secret office and the hospital computer and the army base.
When I was in front of them. You want me to, what, stroll into Whittier, the company that's basically hunting me down, to try and hack into a top secret, heavily secured file? Sure, game. Nothing wrong with that plan at all.
Agreed. Glad you see it my way.
You're crazy. Mom and Dad are never going to go for this.
And we never lie to Mom and Dad. Halls, this is our chance to answer all your questions, but no one can know except you and me.
What about me?
And him.
And Badger.
I need to say how totally
unfair this is. We know, honey. It's for the best. Badger has to acclimate.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but... Mom, Dad, Holiday and Cyrus are up there with Badger, my friend. Don't you think he'd be more comfortable if I were there?
He thinks you tried to attack him, so no, sweetheart. Best he settle in without you there.
Who could that be? What if it's Whittier?
I don't think Whittier rings doorbells. Brinley! What are you doing here? Where's your dad? And what's with the garbage bags?
My house burned down, Dad's on his way to the rig, this is all I have left and I have nowhere else to go. Guess it's your lucky day, Anders family. You officially have two new roommates.
Hey, I'm Isabella Dennison. I play Casey in 6 Minutes Out of Time. For more awesome adventures, head on over to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Are you a fan of mysterious cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all? Wait, the unicorn? Is that what the script says? Welcome to The Weirdness, a thrilling journey into the weird and unexplained. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Turns out, The Weirdness is real, and it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and their new friend Bigfoot set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. And for all you 6 Minute superfans, I have an extra special message. Ava DeMary, the voice of Brinley, she's cast in The Weirdness too. She's so great, she plays the role of Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster. She's the Loch Ness Monster, you guys. It's like so crazy. You just have to find The Weirdness and listen to find out more. While you're there, binge every episode to find every other ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to Fourth and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.